What would our show be without the Three Stooges every now and then? Speaking of a stooge, it's time. No, I'm just kidding. It's time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheidberg. We are coming. You have come back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. You can also tweet me at Bruce Salen or go to my website, brucesalen.com, where you can get a link to Jim Scheinberg's wonderful company, North Pier Fiduciary Management. Jim is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Wise guy, huh?
Well done.
Thank you. And Bruce, it's always amazing how much of a wise guy you are when I'm not in studio next to you to throw an elbow, huh?
Well, you know, that'll just motivate you to come up more often.
Exactly. Protect my self-interest.
Well, Curly, what do you have to say about meeting people in real life as it relates to money?
Well, you know, I actually got a good hit on this because, you know, there's a lot of advantage to, and I took it as expanding our experience, and especially in real life, because when you quoted all these great anecdotes about meeting people in real life and how that expands your experience and expands your perspective. And sometimes we have to get outside of the office to meet people to expand that experience. As you pointed out, you can't just have this interaction over the phone or the internet or technology. But it just really triggered for me that, you know, the concept of how important it is to meet new people, to have these outside experiences, outside, you know, not just of our office, but our lives.
Well, you literally are out and about, it seems to me, and now I'm most certainly not joking, you are out and about all the time. You are meeting clients. You are going to different cities where clients reside. I rarely find you at your desk. So you are living proof of the value of direct interaction, I think.
Well, you know, I'm going to take a complete right turn on where I was going to go with this session today because of something you just said, Bruce. You know, not only that, but as you know, once a year I take a sabbatical of where I'll do a working holiday, if you will, in a different city in the country or the world. And last year, as you know, I went and I opened up shop in Mendoza, Argentina for 6 weeks.
I'm looking forward to the wine that's going to come from that experience.
And, well, I already sent you one last summer. The reason why I do that, and I guess this is a perfect parallel, the reason why I do that is to gain that outside experience, that real-time outside experience, meaning that you can't just try and run finances of pension plans and individual families like I do by reading the Wall Street Journal and using, you know, the online websites and occasionally taking meetings with money managers or flying back to New York and think that you have perspective. You have to step outside. You have to go out and mix it up with real people out in the space. And so when I went to China 4 years ago on that 1 month trip and when I went to Argentina last year to find out what was going on in both the agriculture industry as well as Latin America, you gain a completely different experience and perspective than you get inside the bubble, even in a different city in the United States than New York City and being in Los Angeles. So I find that incredibly valuable in shaping our perspective, and that helps us pilot people's and institutions' finances with, I think, a much broader set of knowledge and wisdom than you get if you're just, you know, running the playbook off the Wall Street Journal every day.
Well said. Now, if you could get Washington to do the same thing, that would probably be good. It wouldn't hurt them to get out and interact with the people more often.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, I actually back in the day was a fan once Bush Jr. got elected. We won't talk about it in my opinions after that, but at least when he came into office. But, you know, in perspective, this was a man who had barely traveled outside the United States, which is incredible for a president. I bet if you went and you polled Congress right now and you looked at all these new freshmen that just came in, I'll bet a lot of them are not globally traveled. But these are people who are making massive foreign policy decisions. And so you can see how protectionism, this is getting very political here, you can see how protectionism, but it has a finance relation to it, can be grown as a culture in a body politic if the body politic is not well traveled, because they don't gain that, you know, that 360 perspective.
I agree, and I do avoid politics, as you well know, on the air, though off the air I am just slightly opinionated. I would like to ask you about another acronym. The one for the column and the show was IRL, but another one is IRT, in real time.
In real time.
That seems to have changed the way people can view their money substantially. I mean, I remember the days where I only knew what was going on when I got a monthly statement from my broker.
Right. Well, you know, we talk to our clients about trying not to do that in real time information. That now, you know, as you know, I consult to a ton of 401k plans, and one of the things that we always know, it's mind blowing, is that when we look at the statistics of what participants of 401k plans do when they get on the internet to interface with their 401k, 80% of the time that they're logging on is just to check what their account balance is. Now, this is a pool of money that most of these people aren't going to touch for a decade or two or three, but yet they want to know what it is on Monday, what it is on Wednesday, what it is on Thursday, what it is on Thursday at 4 o'clock, what it is on Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Or as I used to do on a particularly good day in the stock market, where I hear or notice that it's having a big update, I used to actually check it every couple hours.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's silly. I'm not selling anything today. I'm not talking just about the 401k. I was talking about, you know, all my investments, and that was silly. I mean, but it was partly because it would feel good at the moment. I wouldn't do that when it was going the other way because it was too painful.
Right. Well, I mean, clearly, unless you're a day trader, to be checking in on your investments more often than, you know, than an elongated period of month every quarter, unless something really crazy is going on in the world. And I mean really crazy, not like what's going on in the last couple weeks or couple months or even the last couple of years. Even the stuff that happened in Japan, you needed to kind of check in. But those kind of events happen periodically. And really the only time in the last 20-some-odd years of my career that I've even seen an event that required more than a periodic check-in, it really was the crisis. It was the only time that an event was beyond, you know, as we call it.
Which crisis?
The big financial crisis of 2008. Now, that was something that really could have been systemically altering. Hmm. But most of the things that we see are mini crises, and they really don't require an alteration of plans.
Well, you've often told me and our listeners that they are normal, and they're usually not what you think they are. They're always going to be something else.
Correct.
It's just fascinating. Right. Jim, we are nearly out of time. I want my listeners to know how to get your newsletter, so please remind them.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a cue from you, and I'll do a little bit of a shameless plug today, because we're here for this.
Hey, are you accusing me of doing shameless self-promotion?
No. You, when I say cue from you, you say, Jim, you should do a shameless plug. That's what I meant for. It's not to say you ever do it.
But you're going to talk about my book, right?
I am going to talk about your book. After you're done reading Bruce's book, if you're looking to get out there and meet somebody new for an external perspective, by all means, reach out to us at North Pier. We can be engaged as an independent advocate to give you that external perspective on something that you're already doing with people that you already like and trust. So if you want to get to know us, or you want to get a copy of the newsletter that Bruce is always talking about, send us an email at info@npier.com. That's info@npier.com. You can also find us on Bruce's website.
Thank you, Jim. I know you're off on holiday to some exotic port. We will miss you next week. Have a great and a safe trip.
Thank you, Bruce.
And thank you for joining the show. It's time for another break. This is the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back with some concluding remarks by your host.
Jonah in the whale, nowhere in the ark.